Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of bedika. Let's go through some of the points of the basic halachas of bedika. Bedika has to be done or a ner. Chazal said that a ner has the ability to search in the cracks and crevices and find those pieces of chometz which are not so obvious. But since a ner is not so effective by daytime, the light of the sun sort of undermines it, so it has to be done b'layla. So bedika has to be done b'layla. Now we would really prefer, the Taz says, to do this bedika right before we did the shasa iser, so we can do the bedika, find the chametz and destroy it. There's no concern of the chametz getting lost, being taken away by an animal. There's no concern of the person eating more chametz afterwards. So theoretically, it should be done as close as possible to the beer, which is going to be done at the end of this Zman of Achila on Erev Pesach. But since it has to be done b'layla, we do it the night beforehand. We will see later on in this discussion how that impacts the idea of doing it before the night of the 14th. You can imagine, according to the Taz, it has to be done dafka on the 14th. So it has to be done b'layla. Now Chazal said it should be done b'tchilas halayla. We don't want the person to get involved in anything else. We said it has to be done b'tchilas halayla with la'or haner. Chazal actually tied the haner onto a pasuk. It cannot be done with an avuka, which means multiple wicks, because it makes a larger flame and people will be uncomfortable putting it close to the places that they have to check. In regards to using a electric flashlight, does it have a din of a ner? So Rosh Hashanah itself said that it's fine. Rosh Hashanah says that since Chazal were masmichin onto the pasuk of ner, so the chazkila person should use a ner, and anywhere in the process of bedika where he needs to get a better light or get into a place where he can't get with the ner, a person should use a flashlight. What about having light on in the room while you're doing the bedika? We said that the light of the sun undermines the light of the nair. So Ramosha Zatzal held that did not apply to the light in the room. That's only the overpowering power of the sun that has an impact. And Chazal said this is even true in a bias awful. When it's a dark place, there's a certain impact of the sun, the fact that it's out there. That doesn't apply to the light in a room. Marsha held it, Adarabba, but it'd be a better idea to put the light in the room on to help facilitate the bedika. And Rav Osner concurred with Marsha in this regard. There are others, however, who say that the light should be off when you're doing a bedika, similar to the concept of the impact of the sun, that it undermines the light of the light of the nair. A person should consult with their local Orthodox rabbi which way he passes in that din. If a person does need to check by day, he still needs to use it, even though we say that it undermines the power of the nair, but we still require a nair to get into those cracks and crevices. The only exception is a room which is like an achsadra, which is like an outside porch, which has light streaming in from all directions. If a person has to do bedika by day, a person can do that without a nair. We will see a suggestion, maybe doing certain items that you have to check to see if there's chametz in them, taking them out onto the porch and checking them. One of the questions which comes up, we mentioned that there's a din of bedika in the pockets. Can we do that bedika by putting our hands in and feeling around? It's potentially better, it's going to be more effective to do that than to put a candle into your pocket, for sure not, but even to put a flashlight into your pocket. What should we do? So Shlomo Zalman held, and the Riyashiv held as well, that this is that Mishush Yad is effective as Lor HaNer. That being said, the Ramis and Karelit said that the Chazal Masak and Lor HaNer. So that, and if you're going to tell us that there's a chiy bedika on pockets, like the Ramah says, so then we have to do the bedika in the proper way. That even so, Shlomo Zalman held that this for pockets we can rely on Mishush Yad, in other scenarios where a person would have difficulty getting in there, and a person wants to put their hand in and feel around under a piece of furniture, etc., if a person cannot get a light into there, a person would rely on Mishra's Yad in that situation as well. Last point I want to mention, we were talking about places to check. Places to check does not only include rooms, and etc., it also includes items. So a person has suitcases, has a car, has strollers, those type of things. These also require a person has to do bedika to see if there's any chametz in them. A stroller especially is an area where we put chametz there constantly, and sometimes when it's closed up and stuck in the closet, a person forgets to open it up and check on the bottom of the stroller to see if there's anything over there. And that has occurred, that people have opened their stroller on the first or second day of Yom Tov to take their children out and found some chametz in the bag underneath the stroller. So a person should make sure to check that as well. Have a good day.